5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, y'all? Welcome to It's the Outcast. That chick.
That chick ain't yeah.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Welcome to the show. Church announcements. Even though things are going the way they are in the world, we're still doing our tour. At this point, us coming to see you, we are literally risking our lives.
Oh my God.
To come to see you.
Oh, because of them planes.
Because them planes, they're not doing good.
That's why I wear my seatbelt on that plane.
Yes. So do I. Columbia, Atlanta, and Atlanta are sold out. Baltimore, D.C. area, we added a Thursday show on March 6th.
Oh.
There are still tickets available. If you're going to the Saturday D.C. show and Thursday is an option, please email us at support at kevonstage.com. We would love to move you over to Thursday.
Smooth this over real quick.
We don't want another incident.
Yes.
But if you want to risk it, I suggest you come early. After DC, our next weekend is Little Rock, Dallas, Houston, and Austin. Angel, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Tonight, if you are watching this live with our Patreon, Marcus and I are hosting the day one of the virtual NAACP Image Awards Creative Honors. We will be announcing the winners in 30 different categories tonight.
Nice!
And the day that this airs, this podcast airs, we're hosting night number two.
Oh,
of the Creative Honors, doing other 30 categories.
You're announcing 60 categories?
Yeah.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was about, it was a very long day of work.
Wow.
A long day of reading and Angel.
Oh, you did it already?
Yes.
Oh, they're just going to play it on TV?
They're going to play it on the use of the tubes.
That's what you guys did last week.
Yes, when we shot earlier, when we shot at 8.
When y'all was both dressed up in your fine clothing.
Yeah, you said I look pretty because I did. I looked the pretty. what I was about to say is that our category will be announced on Wednesday. So we'll find out if we had to announce someone else or we got to announce ourselves. We have no idea.
Oh, they made you announce a couple?
We announced every single nominee as a winner.
Wait, somebody else did the winners?
No, we announced every single person as a winner. So it was like, and the winner for Outstanding Podcast Lifestyle and Self-Help is... We Don't Always Agree, Sterling K. Brown and
Brian
Michelle. The winner is this going to cause an argument? The winner is?
So you announced 60 categories
times
and
five?
all the contestants in said category?
How long was you over there?
For forever. And I want to tell you how us two niggas together can't read. So we imagine doing six takes for every single person. With the words moving. The words ain't even saying still.
Y'all was on the prompter?
Yes. Oh, and you could have bought Marcus for a nickel. He was just like, this is awful.
Prompter is not a natural thing.
It's not. It's not. You're
and
really,
to make
really
it look normal, like natural, mm-hmm.
you guys
take
do,
skill.
You guys do good on Friday Night Vibes.
Nina's amazing at television.
Been doing it for 20 some odd years.
So I was like, I told her this the other day. I was like, watching you is like the first day of school. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was going to be on the prompter till we got there.
Because was it not on the prompter last year?
No. For the audition. Well, no, I mean the first time we shot.
Okay, yeah.
The audition, there was no prompter work. And what I have done before, it be little stuff. Mm-hmm. But this when it's a large, Boy, I'd be like, Noom Dot Slosh.
That was us this time. Noom it was like clam. Having to describe every book in the literary category of a certain category. To give people a synopsis. And then people don't like to, like, you all's book. Hold on. Give me your book. Let me tell you. I would have had to say, and the winner is Marriage Be Hard, 12 Conversations to Keep You Laughing, Loving, and Learning with Your Partner by Kevin and Melissa Fredericks. Now, of course, I read it.
The log line as well?
God dang. For a lot of people, and that's a part of their
title.
And
they want it 4 or 5 different times.
No, no. They just were like, if you could get it right once, we'd be happy. But we would change a singular word.
Dang.
We would be, by accident, we would be like, 12 conversations to, so that you laugh. And they'll be like, nope.
It's not funny, though.
No, that's not what it is.
So the prompter jumps back to the top.
Yeah, try it again. Tabs. Oh, when a Tabs book that was nominated. Beat the brakes off my husband. I'm talking about beat him into the ground. I said, why she got 3 titles? I did a new thing. 30 Days to Living Free, a Feeding the Soul book by Tabitha Brown. It's so many words.
Wow.
What? Oh. Now I know whenever I write a book, y'all gonna get 2 words.
Angel book.
Read this.
I'll put my angel on them.
It's good.
Yeah, but yeah, so really good. Watch it on YouTube Tuesday and Wednesday, and hopefully we won.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick it off with what the title is. Pregnant at 4 weeks postpartum.
Mm. Yeah.
This young lady down to the clock app, which only has a couple of weeks left in certainty, made this video where she told the world that 4 weeks after giving birth, she found out she was pregnant again.
Mm. Yeah.
Somebody threw this in the docket. I made a funny video about it and said, get off of her. But also get off of each other. You're horny with the mesh panties on. Yeah. That's what I said. Mm. Angel, as a black mother of 4, what are your thoughts about, like, imagine you give birth to Amar and at your 4-week checkup, they're like, your daughter's on the way.
Well, you know what? That could have happened with little Marcus, because we definitely started hunching before the 6 weeks was up.
What? Wow. What are y'all doing?
Having sex. That's what I just said. We the penis went in there. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The next egg.
Yeah. And I said, now, but do not complete, because I'm afraid that we will end up.
Do not complete the process.
Do not complete. Not in there. Now listen, we can figure out later on where.
Put it over there.
Yes, but don't put it over there.
Clean it up later.
I don't know if it's a dumb question. Is fertility higher during those?
Apparently it is. When I made that video, everybody was like, fertility higher. Fertility higher. Oh,
God.
Mm-hmm. Fertility higher when you had a baby. Fertility higher. Now, everybody's an OBGYN in the comments. Everybody went to OBGYN school at Johns Hopkins University.
Your eye did a thing that I didn't ever see.
That's
that
what
face.
It did. Fertility higher. Fertility higher.
Uncle Ruckus. Don't
everybody
you
knows that, Ken. You didn't know fertility higher? No, I didn't know fertility higher.
Yeah.
I was waiting my 6 weeks. Also, Melissa had cesareans.
It's cesarean. I could understand being like, get away.
Yeah.
The vagina is like the best pair of Spanx.
It go back.
And then I didn't have the same thing that a lot of women, had cuts, like a episiotomy.
Yeah, their coochie tears off.
Yeah, mine didn't.
Oh, my God.
Coochie tears wide open.
Yeah, it can tear. My baby shot.
From the coochie to the booty hole.
Yeah, from the
booty.
That whole thing?
That whole landing strip.
The taint ain't no
more. It's like a tearaway.
Yes. It's Velcro gone. The taint. They got to stitch you up down to the coochie.
No,
it goes whoosh.
Yeah, more like Zorro.
It goes, and the baby be like, "My bad, y'all. I was big."
But see, what happened with me? My baby shot up out of me like a torpedo. So my coochie just said,
"Coochie, like, where the baby go?"
Then we fine.
Baby, go. How long was you in the hospital?
Each one got significantly less. So little Marcus, I was there for the whole 48, and then. No, the twins, I was there for 48. Amar, 24 hours. I said, get me the hell up out of here.
Really?
Yes, they kept checking on me.
You slung the baby over your shoulder?
Yes.
Ooh, Lord.
I said, cut his penis and let us go. I really was. I said, where's the doctor? Circumcise this boy so we can get up out of here. Because they kept knocking on that damn door.
Angel grabbed Amar by the neck skin like them animals
but with
do.
With my teeth. Come on. Didn't have no car seat. I'm going to strap him to my chest. We going home.
The mama cub is very protective of its newborn.
Oh, yeah.
When we had Isaiah, man, I could not get that car seat in that car, man. I was sweating.
You couldn't get the click click?
Boy, because I had the base. Uh-huh. And you know, you connect the base with the seatbelt thing. And I had never done that. I've done car seats before, but it's always been like, hand me your baby, you put it in.
Yeah. Is that still like the, you tuck the seatbelt on that layer?
Yes, and you, you got to get the base through and you secure the base and then the car seat click. I never had a clicky clicker.
Oh, and now they have the hook, the little things that are part of the seat. And you just, they're like, I don't know, it's hard to describe, but they hook into the seat.
And you trust it?
Oh, yeah. And the hospital person had to be with me to make sure I knew how to do it. So I was like, it's my first time because I wasn't ready. Melissa, she went into labor like 4 weeks early. Oh, so yeah. I'd never had actually
finished the class.
I'd never put the thing in.
Anchors, thank you. We they didn't check on us. They said, them niggas look like they got
it. That's why I would say I took more classes and training to work at Burger King than to be a parent.
Oh, yeah.
I had a week of food handlers training. Well, I had to get a permit.
That's their money, man. They know.
Yes. I knew the temperature with red meat is cooked. They was like, here, get your baby and scram. We got other people to be born now.
Get up out of here.
Get out of here, you.
So I'm not surprised this woman is 4 weeks. I mean, it happens. And I don't know why I, too, was horny. I don't have any idea why. Marcus was like, your titties are so big.
That was a pleasant benefit of pregnancy.
Yeah.
That was, I was like, man.
I was excited, but I said, ain't they?
I was like.
They're so big. Whew. I was like, don't touch them. But they're so pretty, huh? I said,
man, there's a... My storage is empty. That ninth month, that last trimester, I said, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. And hair and nails was luxurious and strong. Oh, yeah. Oh, titties was titty. And I said, hello, titties. That's it. Top of the morning to you, sir. I'll kiss you and make sure everything's working and in good order for the baby to come out. That's it. We're going to do what you got to do it.
What you got to do it?
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, I feel for her. I would never want the thought of going right back into my body, going into preparing for a baby. Now that I would bash my head into a daggone wall.
Somebody in the comments said, girl, you was prenatal and postnatal.
Yes. You don't know if you got the baby blues or if it's just a morning sickness. You don't know what the hell's going
Man,
on.
She yeah, she gonna have two babies born in the same calendar year.
Yeah, that's
natural birth.
Yeah,
you usually got to cheat on somebody to get two that close together.
Yeah, that's what most Negroes do. But she said, "Nah, I got the same one, and they from me." They're, that part would have, I don't know how I would have been able to survive. I would have probably killed myself. I just don't understand how anyone. I was so while I wasn't like, oh my God, why is this baby still in me? I was excited to get back to the old me. So to know that, no, that's further and further away.
Further and further. You are literally starting the clock all, and you're really pregnant. I guess technically it's almost 10 months.
Yeah.
Because they start the clock a month after your last period. So it's closer to 10 months. So that means.
It's closer to 10 months regardless. Yeah. Because the months are not perfect for weeks.
True. Yeah. Everybody knows that.
It's like two and impossible sometimes.
Two and impossible. OBGYN's going to taught me that right after I learned about higher fertility. And women be wanting to hunch when they're ovulating. They be like, come on, grind on me. Put that penis in here. It's so interesting how as much as we are humans, we are our animal instincts is in there.
Oh, my God.
That animal instinct. You smell them pheromones, that meat be like, I smell the coochie over here somewhere. I would like to enter it.
I was horny or pregnant, which was also very frustrating. I was like, I got all this body to carry around. I don't want to have to move it around to do it. But my body was like, but we should.
Oh, man.
Ooh, should we should?
Lay on your side. Ooh, I'm about to slide in. Oh,
that blew my mind. But then let you get past that little, whatever you want to call it, the 6 weeks, the 2 months after. Then I was like, yeah, don't.
Oh, you went in reverse.
Yeah, after having the baby, like the first little window where the baby really ain't doing much.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But like it's sleeping all the time. So you can get sleep. It might not be when you're used to getting sleep. But then once it starts to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a part of this world. I want to be where the people are.
Where the people
then
are.
Then I was like, you know what? At the breastfeeding thing, I was just like, well, you want to eat again off of me? I was like, I don't want nobody to touch me for nothing else. Yeah. But during pregnancy and right after, like the first 2 months, I was like,
run it back. Run it back.
Come on, run it, train. And then after that, I was like, I really don't. Because also your body be looking weird. It be looking so, some of these women, you know what? God bless you. I didn't really want to say that. Some women look very normal after they have kids. Yeah. I, on the other hand, looked like a gorilla taking a very white looking baby out of the hospital. I looked like a gorilla. And I don't mean it in a racist way. I honestly looked, that's the closest animal that I looked like. I was black, burnt black. My nostrils still wide as hell.
What is that about? OBGYNs in the comments. Why the nose be spreading on the black? Is that unique to black women? I don't pay attention to white people.
Is this a second possible exit for the baby just in case the coochie don't work out? The baby can come through my nostrils?
Reverse thrusters.
There is a trend on TikTok where these girls have been like, oh, I didn't think pregnancy could change me. And they go from like, just things change a lot. Oh my God. But that nose be like, hey, I smell stuff from the future.
It looked like I had on a black turtleneck at all times. Why is my neck this goddamn old black? I'm having to put makeup all the way down here to get my neck to match my big ass face.
But what hormones though? What the hormones, why they go to nose?
I don't, it makes me mad, especially for black women. I'm talking about.
Is your nose actually bigger or is it just spread out more?
It spreads. I don't know.
There's got to be a reason for that.
It's probably we need more air to circulate into our body and it's like.
For only black women?
Yeah, there's white women, you figure it out. They said, black women, you need more air to get to this baby. Open sesame. It felt like I was carrying little Marcus in my nose. My nose was so big. And I thought about to release a video about this story time. I wanted to be cute my first pregnancy. I pin curled my hair. And I said, and after I have him, I'll let the pin curls down and I'll be able to take a picture with my baby. Like that. They took my damn bobby pins out of my hair when I went into labor. I sweat my hair out. I threw up while I was pushing him out. And so by the time it was time to take pictures, it was just.
Throw up on your chest.
It was so bad. It was so
take
bad.
Take the picture now. No, I don't want the picture no more, obviously. Ain't worked out the way I thought.
When we left the hospital, that is when it looked like, oh my God, for the first time, a gorilla gave birth to a white child.
Listen, Angel, the photographer's here. Not now.
Not now. It was so bad. Because little Marcus was very white, and I was very black. I've seen
pictures of him. He was a small white child.
Yes, all my babies, except for Kai. He said, nah, I'm
you gave birth to Forrest Gump. That baby was white.
White.
White as snow.
Come on. You better do the lick.
Somebody said the nose is because of progesterone.
Yeah, it's all the hormones are doing.
But why, though?
We gotta take in more air.
Why your nose be big?
Oh, Trudy, I didn't poop. I shitted on that table.
Oh my God.
Oh, and I'm talking about it was an overflowing fountain of poop.
It was pouring in abundance.
Oh my God. Every time I pushed, Marcus said, you doo-dooed a lot. To the point they had to remove what was underneath me, put a new thing so that little Marcus didn't land into a whole puddle pile of shit. Because it just kept coming out. He was like, I mean, you just kept.
You feel good after?
You kept shitting. You know, I couldn't feel. I just knew if I keep doing this, eventually the baby will come out. That's really
your
what
body
it
is confused. They're like, hey, there's no more in here.
Yeah.
Oh, the baby. She's trying to get the baby. Yeah.
They like, I could feel her like ripping.
But I mean, if you're pushing that hard, how you can't push baby and hold back doo-doo.
And I'm not about to try to.
Everything is pissing me.
Absolutely not.
You probably peed a little
there
bit.
There'll be times where I'll be peeing. I'll be like, oh, I should be doo-dooing actually.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine having a baby locked in there.
Exactly.
Doodling,
and the bee's like, I caught you.
He's like, it's not just a fart, man. I'd be knocking on the door. Hey, man, you know what time it is.
And Marcus, he didn't have no shame. He was like, yeah, you shitted a lot, though. He said, it just kept coming. I said, it did. He said, yeah. Oh, it was, man. Like, she's not going to stop. I was like,
Man, nurses, then they gotta be in there with that stuff.
And they don't, they didn't flinch.
They're used to it though. They literally see that every day, multiple times a day.
Yeah. They like, she didn't flinch. She wasn't like, ma'am, if you could calm down. She was just like,
whew. They're singing songs, bro. They're talking about what they did last night. They're not worried about.
That's what happened with Zay Zay, when he was getting born. Melissa was having a C-section. Her organs were going into failure, and that doggone doctor was talking about the marble she was putting into her floor that weekend.
You were like, my wife's organs.
Hey,
are going. She's into, like,
we got this beautiful Italian marble that we're gonna be putting in scalpel. I was like,
oh my god!
I but need you to focus. But then in the middle of that, I was like, if she's talking about this, then she probably isn't that concerned. So
be concerned with me, though. Yeah, join me in this.
Anyway, shout out to that lady, man. Yeah, another baby shower on the way for you. All right, Angel, resident sports.
I was gonna say we talked about it for 1 second.
Nah.
As our resident
sports analyst, I need to know your thoughts on the All-Star game, the All-Star weekend festivities.
Well,
people are
up in arms.
Up in arms year after year.
Well, first of all, I want to kick it off by talking about kickoff.
Okay.
You know what? Listen, guys, there seems to be a time warp that we're in because time is moving by so fast. And like, we will eventually talk about the All-Star games, but like that already happened. We're already halfway, almost through the end of February. What is going on? Mm-hmm. So no matter how fast time seems to be flying by, it never seems too late. It's never too late to make progress. If you're saving up for a big purchase, like a home or a car, and need to build credit fast, Kickoff is where you need to be, okay? Because it's going to help you out, all right? They're the number one credit building app in the App Store, and plans start at just $5 a month.
And just $5?
Just $5, and there's no little credit check. There's no hidden fees, and there's no interest. Listen, we're in a day and age where everybody is trying to do what's best for them and their families, and a lot of that has to do with their financial planning, and a lot of that has to do with building credit. And Kickoff will help you build credit fast. It'll make that journey a journey that you will be so excited that you're on. So one of my goals, I was actually just talking to my realtor, is I want to see how much debt I can get rid of. That would make me so happy, which also would increase my credit. And Kickoff is a way that I can actually start thinking about those things and see my credit change. Yeah. All right. If your credit is under 600, you can jump like 28 points in your first month.
Okay? First month?
That's yes, 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 yes. See, it's a credit line for credit building, not everyday spending. Kickoff is a smart, legit credit hack with no catch, no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. It's simple. You can make on-time payments. Credit bureaus see good behavior, and your credit grows fast.
Yeah.
It's affordable, it's easy, and it's effective to use. Start building credit immediately for $1 your first month. With auto pay, you'll never have to worry about missing a payment, so you can build credit in your sleep. Sign up in minutes from your phone. No credit check. No, cancel anytime. It's also a safe and trusted credit solution. Kickoff is the number one credit building app out there. Has over 100,000 positive reviews on the App Store, and 98% are 5-star. Building credit can happen faster than you expect with Kickoff. Don't wait. Get your first month for just $1 at getkickoff.com/SK.
SK!
That's Kickoff without the C. Get 80% off at getkickoff.com/SK.
SK!
Hold on, I'm about to tell you one last thing. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/SK to activate offer.
SK.
Offer only applies to new customers first month only, subject to approval. Offer subject to change. Term and conditions may apply. Point stat based on Equifax Vantage Score 3.0. Changes for Kickoff users starting under 600 who made their first on-time payment between January 2021 and March 2024. Payment and credit activity outside of Kickoff can have an impact on your credit. Individual results may vary.
Somebody in the Patreon said, I'm never paying Sally Mae back, so I'm debt-free basically. I can hit the lotto for $1 billion. It's the principle.
I don't know if that.
No, I'm like, it's like Michael Scott. I declare bankruptcy. He just said that in the office.
Oh, it, I just love the way Steve Carell played that man.
Because you had to declare it, Angel. You can't just say it.
Yes,
you have to declare.
Meg Rosser.
All right, so Angel, what were your thoughts on the All-Star game? Do you have any issue with it? And if so, what would be your fix?
My issue is, why is it always in February? Meaning, guys, there's so much going on. It's Black History Month. I saw the white boy won the what's a face it
Mac
again.
McClung, he ain't even in the NBA. He's in the G League. They call him up to dunk, and they send his butt back down there to play his games for the Southwest Tostados.
The Southwest Tostados.
That's the type of names the G League team.
The Southwest Tostados.
They just be having names like the C Market. This.
I know a lot of people were like, "This was bull." I'm sorry, my husband keeps calling me as if there's something important happening.
He knows you're here. Let's be serious. So here's my thing about the All-Star game. People are always upset pretty much every year. The All-Star weekend, let's start with the game.
Is boring.
It is boring, but it's an exhibition. Dragonfly Jones made a really good point. He said he thinks the All-Star game was more interesting in the early 90s because there was lack of social media, lack of national
celebrity.
Lack of celebrity, lack of national exposure. Mm-hmm. So if you lived in, you know, Washington, for example, you got to see the Wizards play, right? You didn't get to see the Sonics play or the Spurs that often unless they were playing your team. So the All-Star game without social media, that's the first time you get to see a lot of these people.
They're watching the Globetrotters.
1,000%.
Well, but cooler.
Yeah. But nowadays, because of social media and League Pass and social media, we get to see pretty much every star every night. So that factor is gone. As far as no defense, the All-Star game, when I remember it, not every year was a blowout, but a lot of years were blowouts, even in the 90s. Like, I remember when I was a kid, people complaining that there was no defense in the All-Star game, but every few years, they'd be close in the fourth quarter, and they would start playing hard, and it'd be like a good game. And that even happened in the early 2000s. There'd be some times where they'd be like, oh, they D'ing up. It's been a few years now since there's been any semblance of like a game. And the other problem is, for whatever reason, one of the events was good. The dunk competition was good. The three-point competition was good. Or the game was good.
Or they had a highlight, at least one highlight of each of the nights.
Right. Now, the one thing is true. The stars do not be dunking.
No.
Like, why don't they be dunking? They don't want to use up and hurt themselves.
My thought. And listen, I don't even want to be that guy. LeBron's my favorite player. I hate to say it. Hope I don't sound ridiculous. LeBron never dunking began the beginning of the end of the greatest available dunkers not dunking to me. He never dunked in the dunk competition.
He's never done the competition.
He never dunked. He never dunked. He never even entered. We grew up, you know, I don't remember watching Jordan dunk at the All-Star game, but I remember that clip. My greatest dunk competition is Vince Carter, 2001. Mm-hmm. I was watching real time. And then probably Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon is number two. I can't think of number three. I rooted for Nate Robinson all those years. But a lot of those years, they was missing hella dunks. Like, once you miss a dunk two or three times, the luster's gone. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in Mac McClung. He's not in the NBA.
I was like, who is this normal-looking white boy?
He's a DEI hire. They got that white man in there in Black History Month.
He's doing great. This is third time. Back.
And also, after that era, too, I feel like we've seen all the dunks.
That's what I was also going
to
say.
You are correct
on that.
There's not a lot more creative ways to dunk.
There are, but those people are not in the NBA at all. Those professional dunkers who, like, all they do is dunk, they be doing some stuff.
The N1 homies.
Those type of guys, but I get why it doesn't make sense to be like, random nigga. Jumpy Joyland.
Because the dunk will be like, and they'll be like, oh my God. Did you see the double pump?
Hold on, Angel. That was so fast. I didn't even see. Do that one more time. But that dunk will be like, yeah, she dunked. Oh. Show one more time.
Oh!
You see that?
50.
You see that? They're like, oh my God, did you see that?
If you're going to do an exhibition, then just be like, forget it. We're going to watch NBA players judge the world's greatest dunkers. Because those people I be watching on Instagram and TikTok, they are still creating new dunks. But they don't have to worry about playing defense or shooting. They are just dunking people, right? So if you're not gonna have it be interesting, then get it out.
Also, man, if you're jumping over somebody, bring Wemby out.
Bring a seventh.
Come on, man.
No disrespect to Mack McClung. He jumped over that car and that man. Like, that's impressive. But it's just like, and also, let me say this. I'm sorry for changing. Also, social media has made me feel like I don't need to watch it on TV. Like, I was busy that night, and I'm just watching Twitter, like, a minute or two after whatever happens, it's on Twitter and Instagram, like, immediately. So it doesn't feel like as big of a moment as it did prior to social media.
I don't think I've actively gone to watch anything All-Star related since, like, 2020.
I can't even tell you the last. I think Zach and Aaron Gordon was the last time I was watching, like, in real time. And I was like, this is amazing. I remember thinking this is the best dunk contest I've seen since Vince Carter.
Yeah.
But that year, it was just him doing amazing stuff. Going back and forth was great.
Yes.
Last time I watched was the last time I was eligible to be one of the like, women that go to get somebody. That was the last time. When I lost my last year of eligibility to be there and get chosen. Okay.
What age do you think, did you say they need to get out?
I would say I think there are other women that can stay in there longer, that can be in there.
The LeBron James of those women.
Yeah, they can be 27 and still be out there competing.
27?
Yeah. I got out of the game at 23.
Is that when you got married?
That is when I met my husband. No, 24. No, 24 is when I got out of the game, when I realized I'm not made for this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like to eat. And these girls love to starve themselves.
You got to be eating
ice chips. Yeah, that's a good IBS ice. I like it.
Yeah, no, that's not what he's eating. That's they eat the penis. They eat a lot of it. Not all of them, but you know, a great amount. And that was the last time. I was just like, hey.
I remember I was watching this video, and it's when I heard that certain women. To obtain a lot of money in certain Middle Eastern countries, you need to defecate on the man, does that on you, and he gives you large amounts of cash.
How large are we talking?
50K a poop.
Hold on, Angel, that was intentionally inquisitive.
50K
if he ain't poop. Pooping the way I was doing it, giving birth to Marcus.
That's what I was saying.
Angel, you ain't taking, ain't no, not for no 50K.
I mean, not right now, in 20. My broke.
You would have did let that man doodle on you for 50K.
Let me think.
I've heard sometimes they don't even do sex. The doodle is the
and
sex.
That's it?
They take that doodle and they
can and I put 50. Some saran wrap in a notebook. Hey,
he'd probably be okay. He'd probably be okay with it.
Oh, there's a time in my life where I would have been like, go ahead.
Giving the head nod for the noodle is crazy.
Go ahead.
Don't do nothing near my face.
No, no, ain't got to be a face.
Oh, no. There's just a certain level of respect.
Keep the party going.
Yeah, going 50K. You talk about
cash per doo-doo.
50K seemed low, but I mean, maybe.
Well, also, you got to go back in time. How old were you at this time? How much more was 50K when you were 23?
Oh my God, when I was like 20, shit on me. What you eat
when you're not strong?
Who gonna tell on me? Who gonna say?
You get to be in the pool doing boomerangs. Poop on me.
It's up and take flight. Out of good ways. Yes. Yes. Girl, I'll be on the phone. Girl, I'll call you back. He got the poop. I will be back, honey. Yes. Listen, in my 20s, and you're not going to touch my coochie? Because let's think about it. If we think about it as Christians, the thing that they say we're not supposed to do is fornicate. They just say nothing about getting pooped on. They didn't say nothing about that. Nowhere in the
New
commandments.
Bible coming out. Hold on. No. Give me all those other ones. And give me the U version.
Yeah.
They're doing stuff we never even thought they would do. Give me something in Exodus. You got room for one more scripture. Thou shalt not dookie on thine stomach for 50K in Dubai.
And I'll be like, as long as it's solid, like you can't be doing no runny stuff. There's a bloop bloop. Run me my money.
Run me my money.
But they ain't never say. It don't say that in the Bible. I'll be like, Lord, you see how I'm keeping your commandments. I'm not out here.
He's probably like, oh, man.
I'm not out here slutting it up.
11 commandments just seems off.
I knew I should have threw that one in there.
I got to have two more. You cannot have 11 commandments. If you do 10, you got to go to 12. Thou shalt not get pooped on nor poop on thee.
Listen, I'm building generational wealth. You'd be like, how did she come up so fast? The thing, I'm willing to do some things that y'all ain't willing to do. And that's okay.
Brick by brick.
Brick by brick. Listen.
I built this algorithm brick by brick.
Listen. Yeah, in 2000, 2001, I would be in a rap video. 50,000 throwing money.
I remember when I first had $1,000 in my bank account for one ATM transaction. Literally one. I got my taxes back. I had like $8. I got my taxes back and I had like $1,013. And I looked at the ATM. I said, oh my God. And I took $500 out and I drove to Portland and bought a bass guitar. And I didn't have $1,000 again until I got married. That was my freshman year of college.
See?
What a stupid thing to do. I'm so mad at 19-year-old Kev.
Oh.
I was starving with a brand new 5-string bass guitar. And I was like, our band was called Intermission because we didn't have no singers. It was just me, Obie, and Ant playing songs you knew. And I remember we had like 5 gigs total.
Yes.
And I watched the light dim out of people's eyes about a minute in when they realized, oh, they just play this song. And we had a gig at an elementary school, Ant's elementary school one time.
Wow.
And we playing the presence of the Lord is here and none of us were really amazing musicians. We were just solid church carrier service. No tricks.
I love it.
Obi was pretty good. Ant was a solid drummer. He was good at drums. I was just an okay bass player.
But you played it.
I'm like, if 3 of your bass players can't make it, call Kev. He gonna get you through. But there's no solos to do. It's just do da do do. Do do da do do.
Come on, y'all, clap your hands.
Do no mic.
Oh no!
So
louder,
we just
louder.
Definitely intermission. This is when you go to the bathroom. You go get your snacks. Don't pay us no mind.
I just went up. What was that? A musical at church? It was like y'all get up for intermission. Ta 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 ta. Do da do do. Do. People were like, oh, I recognize do. Then we changed key. Do.
Was Melissa do, at these performances?
My baby was there. My baby was there. Do. Boop. Do. And then sometimes I'd be like, boo doo 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 doo.
Oh, they
boo. Do. Then we played 5 minutes. Oh, the presence of the Lord is
of
here.
Of the same song.
No singer. It never crossed our mind. What if we just got one person to sing with us? No.
They said that's more money than you got to share with people.
Oh, we never got paid, girl. What do you think this is?
Got booked for gigs, but nothing. But y'all had gigs.
Yes.
And they just said, well, y'all ain't doing nothing.
Y'all come and play at this thing.
So wait, you said at 19, what's the oldest you have been where you just like the decisions I've made around money? You said, how old am I right now?
I'm 41.
You said, right.
I'm 41.
You're like, yeah, it's still.
I've made some good.
Yes.
But in the midst of those, I've continued to make some.
Definitely. We were saying, somebody was asking if me and Marcus had different like money philosophies. And I said, I wish we would be so much further in life. We're both idiots.
Oh, man.
We're both. We have two old schools. He can only drive one car at one time.
I'm just grateful for Melissa. I really am. Because if it was up to me, those wigs, let's just be honest, those hat wigs, nigga, those are like $400 each.
What?
$500 each, yes.
But they're not hurting you. I'm talking about ones, the decisions that you make. Like buying a $500 bass guitar when you only have $1,000
to your name.
Yes, the laptop.
Then half of my net worth is in this guitar.
The laptop.
That was dumb. That was a long time ago. Buying her that laptop filled with malware. That laptop had more viruses than keys.
No, I'm talking about a decision where you're
if she would have let the house in Washington go to foreclosure, that would have been one.
Oh, God.
I'm glad she was
you would still be working on your credit 1,000%. Right now.
And I'm not able to buy a house in cash yet in L.A. to this day. That was my whole thing. Like, when am I going to be able to buy a house in cash in L.A.? Nigga, I would have to start a drug empire to be able to do that. I'm still years away from that. And that don't go off your credit for a long time.
Yeah.
So she stopped me from that. That's probably the last detrimental thing that I would have done. And that was in 2012. Maserati. I mean, actually, Maserati wasn't that big of a deal. It's just...
It was a lease.
It was just a lease. And I didn't even get... I got two oil changes on that car. That car sat.
They don't got maintenance packages for those cars, huh?
They are like... insane price. $3,000. Oh, really? Yes. It's like $3,000. It's stupid.
God.
That's why I don't think I'll ever get a luxury car again. And this is not flex. I'm not mentally prepared for how much everything is.
Yeah.
I was prepared for the payment. The payment did not bother me.
Right.
The upkeep, my mind cannot. That's a key being $500.
That's growing up without it.
1,000%.
It'll never
this
be,
is not a.
It's not a normalized price ever.
I need to put this into a joke on stage. The way I looked at Jiffy Lube and the way they looked at me when I took that Maserati to them, and both of us were equally as confused as why each other was there.
Is your Corolla in a costume? Because there is no way.
Pulled up with the coupon clipped out.
I was like, what are you talking about? I've been coming here for years. The dude was like, bro, we can't.
$34.99, man.
We don't even know how to open this.
There better be a Honda underneath this. It's better have on a Maserati dress that we can remove if we see a Hyundai.
I was at Jiffy Lube, Mariah, because that's where people go. Jiffy Lube is where I went to get oil. And you lucky I didn't go to the car wash place that would give you an oil change for free on your 10th wash. Because that's where I usually went. They got shut down by the feds, though. And when I had to go to Maserati that day, and that man looked me dead in my face and said $11.99. And I was like, for oil
change?
Yes, Angel.
I would have put prayer oil up in that thing and been like, God, you're going to have to do it.
Somebody got to do it.
Listen, I'll get you. Marcus had to remind me that I had to put premium gas in the last two. I was like, but why? The engine the thing just need gas. It don't have to have.
And I stopped putting premium in there. I was talking to Yvonne Orgy about this.
It's a lease, you it's definitely
a lease.
Ain't.
It's a lease. She was like, that car will go. It will go on 87. And it went on 87.
And I don't just do 87. I do Arco 87.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's water.
Yeah.
Arco absolutely. 87, they got good cheeseburgers there. They have good cheeseburgers at Arco.
Arco doesn't have food.
They in Washington they did. They don't in L.A.
Oh, I was going to say.
In Washington, I got gas and lunch.
I was going to say, Kev, that's just somebody selling cheeseburgers at the Arco.
Nah, that was an old sanitary Melissa was like, you got to stop eating these. No, they had... There was an Arco across the street from my apartments. They had like 99 cent cheeseburgers right in the same parking lot as the Plasma place.
I used to love
it. It was a one-stop shop.
You gave Plasma
No, I never did.
Oh, I was about to say.
I knew I was 2 growls away. If Melissa's parents didn't let me eat at her house for free, I would have done Plasma.
Oh, Plasma's a great
That's the only side Melissa hustle. Being a person who doesn't eat all her food is the only reason I didn't donate Plasma. She had the lunch card that you could get all your meals in college.
Oh, wow.
And I had like $7.80 per day. And she had like, I don't know, $30 or $40, I think. And we didn't go to college on Saturday and Sunday. We always went home on Friday afternoon and came back Sunday night. And Melissa never ate a lot of food in her life. So I would either eat the rest of her food, the rest of her sandwich, the rest of her chicken tenders, fries, whatever. And then she would let me use her card. And then on the weekends, I would go. Her mom would cook all the time. And it was by the grace of God.
You would have been given play. And ain't nothing wrong with it. I'd be up in there with them drug addicts.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Same line.
Yeah. Same line. I went right over there to that Arco. All right. Good veins. Moving on.
What are we moving on to?
Did you listen to Drake's new album?
No, but I heard that there's a song that there's a little bit of Spanish in it.
Yes. Yeah. You listen?
I grazed through it because
where my hug at?
I'm a Party Next Door fan, but it was disguised as a collab album, but the collab is more like 80% Drake with the sprinkle of Party Next Door.
Oh, it's not 50-50?
I mean, some could argue it seemed like they kind of gave Party the last verse on a lot of songs, which, like, I get. But I think this is Drake's sneaky way of putting an album out without saying it's a Drake album.
Got it.
And his first Drake album. Because he did address a couple things. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why are we doing
this? Right.
Would you like it if you're not a Drake fan?
I don't think so, because it's, like I said, even the production feels more of a Drake album than a Party Next Door album.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they sampled a Terrell song, a Terrell Grice song.
I saw that on Terrell's story.
Yeah.
I was very happy for him.
Yeah, I did the claps. I sent the clapping emoji.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's huge.
Yeah.
But no, I did not listen to the album simply because I don't like Drake's voice. But if it has someone else's voice on it, I would have listened. I don't know how
simply
y'all do it.
Simply because.
This is not me being a hater. I honestly just don't like it.
I would play songs, but that would guarantee this episode gets cut down. It's a lot of work for Josh to have to cut it out and put it on Vimeo. But he did have the Where My Hug At song, which...
Give me a hug.
The energy was Where My Hug At. But listen, I'll be honest. Prior to the battle... I've not, the last one I downloaded was the one where the pregnant emojis were on there.
Yeah, I downloaded that one too.
We were on the road and it was like, oh, he dropped. And I listened to four songs and I said, this is not for me. And the same thing happened with either Scorpion or Views from the Six. No, Scorpion.
Scorpion came out when we were in London.
Okay, when did Views from the Six come out?
When we were at All Def.
Okay, it was Scorpion. I listened to like six songs and I was just like, this isn't for me. He has made... singles. And
Scorpion was the week after post Pusha T.
Okay, it wasn't that.
It's his voice. Well, I don't understand why it sounds that way.
Hold on.
And why do we let him get away with singing? I need to know what happened to us as a black community. We didn't used to allow this type of foolishness.
Does he have a bad singing voice?
See, the fact that you're having to ask that question is making me feel like I am in some sort of...
I think he just be singing.
I think it's more melodic than he's trying to sing.
I don't want to hear it. And why do we... I don't get it. No. Sing, talk, whatever y'all want to call it. Why do we... He's done it enough times that it's like we're saying, that works.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I get you.
He sang on a song with Beyonce. What's the song he did? I just want to say you're mine. Na, 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 na,
na, I don't mind his voice. But I don't classify him as a singer. I think he's a rapper who be singing.
But did you hear that? You said, who be singing?
Yeah, but I don't think he has a bad singing voice.
See, I'm in the Twilight Zone.
You think he has his singing voice?
Don't do it.
Really?
Yes.
I need a one dance. Gotta let the hands in my hand.
Why are we doing that?
I mean, it's just be like, it's like Taylor Swift.
That was a fun song.
You can sing along with it. It ain't bad to me. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't like about Drake, but his voice don't bother me.
Okay, somebody brought up Ja Rule. He sang Little. Where would I be without you?
I low-key never even thought about Ja Rule as a singer at all. I just thought Ja Rule be singing too. I don't know, babe. I never even considered that even really singing.
Because you know what? He falls out of it so quickly, in my opinion. Yeah, he falls out of it to going to rapping so quickly. Like,
he's not doing a full song singing, correct. Whereas Drake will do a full song singing.
Yes, and we say, yeah. And so for me and for myself, we be making singers sing down.
Yeah.
And he can do, I'm here talking to you.
T-Boz. Yeah. It's one step above. T-Boz, I love her. I wouldn't say she was singing hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I creep Yeah, because he doesn't know. She's not a bad singer, but I'm saying she ain't like, I don't think we're going to be like T-Boss be singing down. Love T-Boss, love T-Boss, love T-Boss. T-Boss is great. This, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now, somebody brought up Nelly. Nelly, to me, did not sing. He rapped to a melody. What's his face sings? Well, is what Drake. People are calling it. Yes. I'm going down in.
Down. That's singing, Angel. No, he's down, not, down, he's baby. Not, yo, street in a range.
There's barely any notes he's elongated.
Let it go. Is that what makes singing like, you can find me in St. Louis, smoking on the. Yeah,
so he's rapping melodically, where Drake will do an entire ballad.
No, I feel you.
And I was like, it was really when I first heard it, I was looking around. Like, so we just going
low key.
Let
so
this be what it is. Okay.
I'm sorry. Quick aside. Okay. There was another mini expose on Twitter about some girl that said she got invited to a Drake party on Twitter. Mm. And then the next year she turned 18. So for me, it's hard to put those things aside. Mm-hmm. And like the things with Drake have been non-musical. Mm. Meg.
Oh, that's why.
Rihanna.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The whole Tory thing.
Serena.
Millie Bobby Brown. That's where I was just like, I'm cool. Do you? There's plenty of artists out there in the world. Somebody said this too. Somebody said Kendrick. No, that she said Drake could make a Kendrick album before Kendrick could make a Drake album. I don't think either of those is true. And I think that's why you have different artists do different music. I actually don't believe Kendrick could make a Drake album.
I don't think, no.
And I don't think Drake could make a Kendrick album. That part is no diss to either of them. I think people do what they do well. I do stand-up comedy. Tony does stand-up comedy. I cannot do stand-up comedy the way Tony does. I don't even see the world the way he does. Even if we attack the same subject, we often will attack from different points of view. Angel's version of stand-up comedy or even podcast comedy, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we're different.
No, I get it.
Like, political humor?
There's no world where Drake can write a Good Kid, Mad City.
I don't think he doesn't need... Drake didn't come from that world.
And that's what I'm saying. He's never had the experience of growing up in Compton.
Yes.
To write about that.
I'm trying to think. I don't pay attention enough to Drake to know his capability, because I, again, don't feel like I am the intended audience. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. That's not like, oh, I gotta like it in order for it to be good. Yeah. I just feel like, oh, this is not for me. He got a couple of songs where I'm like, okay, I like it. But for the most part, I'm like, okay, you're not talking to me.
And that's okay.
Carry on. But I don't know if I could make any statement regarding what he is capable of and not. I know he's making what seems to be what he wants to make.
Yeah.
And the same for Kendrick. But do I think Kendrick can make a completely commercialized album that was just... I actually think if he wanted to, he could. I don't think he wants to.
Yeah. And that's...
I think the closest commercialized album we would get from Kendrick had already come out, and that's Damn.
Love and Life. I agree. Moving on. Did you see that man get swallowed up by that whale?
Yes, I did see him. God said, this is the second time I done seen a video of somebody in a whale being like, come here in my stomach.
I thought it was AI.
No,
I thought Allen Iverson had done another computer video.
No, I did not think it was AI. And I think the whales are trying to tell us something.
Get out of here.
But I think they're like, you got to leave the planet. Something about to happen.
That, first of all, did you hear that story of whales wearing dead salmon as hats? Hmm? Whales are out here. They're not called killer whales for no reason.
Wait, but
they was killing salmon and put them on in hats and cocking to the side and being like, whales, nigga.
How do they? Oh. I'm not understanding
they how go they go like this. And then they flip it up and they be like,
that's whale niggas. Because that's what they sound like.
There's no other podcast on this planet where you going to get that sound. And he is saying whale niggas.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me tell you what. if a nigga whale bite me and I'm inside the mouth and I live to tell the tale, I'm not even drinking water no more.
You gonna be scared?
I don't want to be by nothing y'all is upset about defending. I'm drinking soda.
What if you feel anointed like Jonah?
Jonah is out of his mind. He shouldn't have went in that water no more. And also, they should have jumped him for that because you knew you were supposed to go to Tarshish. And now you got all of us in a storm and they dong on drew sticks. Why are you even drawing sticks? If we get to the point where one of us is bad, nigga, you think somebody else is doing something? God told you to go to Tarshish and you didn't go and you done sat here and pulled sticks anyway? Cut to the chase.
Where would God be telling you to go if you got swallowed by the whale?
Where would God be telling me?
Yeah, where would he be telling you? Where are you supposed to be going, Kevin?
I'm where I'm supposed to be.
You said, listen, God, I'm where you at, where you told me.
People always want me to be a pastor. I can't say nigga good if I am.
Yes, you could.
Y'all, I'm going to be a pastor, and I'm not going to do none of this stuff. Y'all not going to guilt me into doing nothing. That's the problem with the pastors. I be talking to them in DM, and they be like, church can't take what I be doing. My church would. It would be niggas. I wouldn't say it from the pulpit because there's reverence for the pulpit.
I feel like you got.
But I would say nigga in life.
You got to put in the church name. That way you already know what it is going in.
No, but I want other people to come.
Niggas for Christ.
No.
And the other ones too.
No, I'm not fit to be that. That's why.
Why you say you want other people to come? It's for black people anyway. What are you talking about?
No. Christ is for all.
Yeah, but no, your church isn't.
No, my church for everybody.
Then how you going to be saying niggas?
I can't keep the niggas out. You niggas can't be say going through. I need
you
got to
make up your mind. If you're going to be saying niggas.
I can say nigga. But I need the whites to be putting their ties in.
Can you drink margaritas in there like you drank a Kirk Franklin?
No, because that was.
That's where you draw the line.
Yes, because I was at the forum.
I know.
Now we're having a church service at the forum. Now I'm confused.
Oh.
Because we take over the forum for worship.
One night only.
One night only for worship. Can do margaritas.
Sponsored by Casamigos?
No. Well, no.
We are amigos of God.
In the casa.
We're in his casa.
See?
Well, see, nah, because if it was a worship experience, like we having church down at the forum, my church so big, no. But if our concert is at the forum, they were selling it. And in my case, it was
crazy
free.
Crazy logic.
Well, you know what I'm saying? We all make our choices.
I met the bishop this weekend.
Touchdown?
I met Touchdown.
You shook his hand?
I surely did. I performed for him.
I haven't met
one
him.
Margarita?
I did. I was like, give me a ring. No, but yes.
You got to meet TD?
Yes. And
he talked to you?
Yes, he told us, thank you so much for coming. And then Mama Jake said, you all are hilarious.
Oh, who's you all? You, Marcus?
Yeah, because we were the host.
At the prom, right?
Yes, and I didn't think they were coming. I said, listen.
You think they followed you? Now they're going to see all the content you do?
No, they already know what I do.
Oh, amen.
They did. Listen. Then let me tell you. They done messed up. Because I know a lot of y'all thinking, Angel don't know the Lord. She's out here being a heathen.
That's
the person who has the most to lose said, come on over to this church and entertain the people.
TD?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was at his church.
And you was actually in Dallas?
Yes, I was at their beautiful, beautiful church.
Were you in the sanctuary or the other room?
Their entertainment facility.
Yeah, that's where Melissa did her preach.
Yeah, and it was.
Which also could be somebody else's church.
It could be.
That room could seat 2,000 people.
Yeah, not somebody else's church, somebody else's mall, somebody else's IKEA, somebody else's whatever you want to call
it. You got to think that size for your church, Kev.
Yeah. I don't have to think about anything because I'm not starting a church.
But I did not realize he was going to be there. So when I walked in just to see the room, to see the layout, and I saw the back of him. And Mrs. Jakes, I was like, oh no.
Did you feel like you needed to change anything about how you was feeling?
No, I just had to be, I was like, be even more cognizant.
The bishop is here.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of reverence for most ministers. I don't. Not in a bad way.
You think he's in the stage crew?
No. Bishop ain't in there. I don't have a lot of reverence at all. I appreciate their work. I pray that their heart is as pure as it can be. And I understand they're humans.
That's it.
That's it. I'm like, you have a gift. Hopefully you're using it for the glory of God.
Shout out to you, though. That's basically what you're saying.
And if you make a mistake, I'm not going to be like, how dare you? I'm going to be like, well, because you're human. Now, man, though, I got some reverence for that one. He's been pretty consistent all of my life.
T.D. Jakes is T.D. Jakes. Yeah. I still want to meet him.
I
met Sarita one time.
was we weren't going to even, I was not going to talk to this man. I was like, he's here to enjoy.
Was he
like,
yes, angel?
I was like, he's going to enjoy. He locked eyes with Marcus before they left, and he extended his hand.
Touchdown?
Yes.
He did this?
Yes. And so Marcus walked up. He was like,
blessed.
Thank you so much for coming. And then I gave him a hug.
Did you pat the back of his head?
And I said, yeah, no. What do you see in my future? Tell me.
No. You should have walked out of that song, Angel.
That's what I played this Valentine's Day.
Did you? Yeah, yes, no. Yes. No, Kevin.
That's why you wore this.
Keep on the cheetah
That's
print.
That's why you wore this. I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah.
No. In the Lord.
Coming out your part. Man, I put that on. I put that on TikTok. So many people were like, "Man, my mom used to tear this album up." My mom ran that album into the ground.
It was a bop. It was a bop. They didn't have nothing else. But what was so beautiful was seeing him dance on the dance floor.
Did he body roll?
He looked did exactly what you did. Yeah. But he was a little more loose. He's a little more loose with it. No, it was actually really, really great. But it did. It gave me bubble guts. I was like, girl, don't you mess up.
I want to dab up TD so bad.
Yeah, it was so
bad. One day.
I wanted to be like, you know, I didn't heard your voice all my life. Like, yeah. I have maybe a couple of memories early on not knowing who you were. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know who you were for a long time.
When I was a kid, my dad drove us to his church when we were driving through Texas one time just so we could look at it. We did that to Creflo Dollars too, World Changers. We were like, oh man, this
have
is.
Have you seen this new one? The one that they built 8 years ago?
Potter's House?
Yeah. It's been there for 8 years.
I've seen it there.
My bra keeps falling underneath. Do you want to
take a second?
No, this is just going. It's fine.
All right.
But no, it's a gorgeous church. They had horse-drawn carriages for the people to ride on. Yeah, for the prom.
Horse-drawn carriages?
Yes.
With real heese?
With real heeses.
Wait, that's really the cold?
Yeah. No, it is.
No.
Yes, no. It is, Angel.
Angel, why did I give him that?
Horses, plural is heeses.
No, it's not.
As if it's horses.
No, it's not. Stop it. Heeses. He can't keep getting away with this.
No.
Wait, how many horses, carriages did they have?
Stop making it a thing. It's not a thing.
How many heeses did they have?
They had two carriages.
I'll give you horses.
Heese. It's heese, not heeses.
No, it's not.
It's like geese.
Shut up.
Did people take turns being in there?
I mean, I didn't get to see people do the rides because I was inside working.
There's big old Clydesdales at the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, like they did an they did an amazing job. The band.
Oh, when I was there last time when Melissa preached, they had an all girl band. Them niggas could have played for Beyonce.
They had a 15 piece cover band.
15 piece?
There were like 6 or 7 singers. There were 3 horns.
Horn?
And the horns had choreography horns, as well.
You're serious if you bring the horns in. Anytime you bring the horns in, it's not a game.
That's what I said.
Was they singing R&B and gospel or only gospel?
Only R&B.
Only R&B?
This is a prom.
So Bishop was in there and they were playing R&B.
Yeah, no. I can't wait to get you home, good looking.
And Bishop was like, oh, yeah.
you love it.
They didn't play Marvin Sapp's new album?
None of that. It was all like fun music they did at last. I mean, and people had a good time. I was up there sweating, but we worked and we had a good time. No, it was a really nicely put together event. And I was just like, oh, wow, this is a well-oiled machine.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time.
I did.
I'm glad church people can do that type of stuff now.
Yes, it was nice. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to me. But yes, I did. I met the bishop.
How much time is this, Josh?
It's been an hour.
Yeah. All right, we're going to listen to one of Marvin Sapp's new songs. Let's, Angel, you choose. We got four options. We got Through My Pain. We can't do Free Falling because we listened to that last time. We got Through My Pain, Moment for a Lifetime, and Let Me Be the One to Love You.
Well, I want to see what type of love he's talking about, so let me be the one. But aren't we doing another episode for these people?
About to close this one out, though.
Bye, y'all.
New Marvin. Sex on the Bible. Want to eat you out, baby. Labia minora.
Wow.
Or inner. It's inner and outer now. Because sometimes the minoras are the majoras. And sometimes people's majoras are minoras. So you got to say inner and outer labia. Yeah.
Okay, I like the chord change.
Eating booty, that's right. Licking on your booty crack. Licking on your titty soup.
It's not, none of the words he's saying.
I busted early, I'm sorry, I'm making up to you. Refractory, period. Period. Period.
Okay, well, I'm not hearing the song.
I'm on song. Okay, I'm sorry, listen. And alright, let's end this episode.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.